Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by Munchie Mug. Munchie Mug is the only spill-proof snack cup made with a stretchy fabric lid. You can shake it, throw it, drop it, and it won't spill. Munchie Mug, making life a little less messy. Hey backseaters, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Dustin Nickerson, my stand-up comedian and the host of this podcast, and I am alongside Stephen English.
Literally alongside.
And alongside the producer and stand-up comedian in his Prius.
Yup.
We're back in the Prius.
The Prius. That's what I call it.
That is a bad name for it. We are in a parking garage in Coronado Island.
Yeah. It's not an island. It's an isthmus.
I'm sorry. What are you saying? It's a myth?
It's an isthmus. It's not an island.
Oh.
Yeah.
We definitely always call it an island.
I know, and
their
high school mascot is the Islanders.
Right.
Because they're a bunch of liars.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm blowing the lid off this entire thing. It goes all the way to the top.
Bro.
It goes all the way to the top.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but Stephen also believes that the Earth is flat.
I know.
You remember when Neil Armstrong punched that guy?
Yeah.
It was Stephen.
Yeah.
Was it Neil Armstrong or was it the other one?
I don't know. I get in a lot of astronauts' faces. Who can tell?
Astronauts? Oh, we all know how much you hate space.
Yeah. Boys in their face.
Oh, man.
It's going
to
happen.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Don't Make Me Come Back There. We have a fun guest today, Jason Chenney. Jason is a stand-up comedian where you can find... his details, his social media information, just his name. That away, Jason. J-A-S-O-N. You know how to spell Jason. Chenney. C-H-E-N-Y. That is his Instagram handle. That is his Twitter handle. And those are his bike handles. That's the stupidest thing I've ever said.
Wow.
I'm so sorry for this podcast.
Wow.
I have to apologize. Jason has been seen on Fox, on True TV.
Yeah.
He was the winner of the World Series of Comedy out in Las Vegas. He is a very funny comedian and one of those guys that you just never want to follow on a lineup. He's very, very funny. So we have a fun conversation today, talking about his life, spending really about the first half of his childhood in Taiwan, living with his grandparents and uncle. Even though his parents were around, he just wasn't living with them. And then when he comes over to the States, he comes without his parents, and he was living in a military school in Carlsbad for a while. And then they come. It's a totally different, unique story, and I hope you guys will enjoy it because it's interesting and it's funny, just like Jason. It's both interesting and funny.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoy this. You just got back from your own travels.
I did.
To the newer of the Zealands.
Yeah.
You didn't go to the old one.
Yeah.
You get that new model.
Yeah.
Is this like honeymoon / baby moon, all of it?
All of it, yeah. Birthday was my birthday out there too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So we spent, I didn't
the
get
old
a present.
Man.
Is it?
What are you, 36?
I'm in my mid-30s, let's just say that.
37.
I'm in my mid-30s.
How old are you, Stephen?
I'm 36 years old.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just say yes when I said, okay?
Because you know what? I'm having a good hair day today. You didn't even compliment my hair. You didn't wish me happy birthday.
No, you were really upset because you couldn't figure out the microphone.
I was.
Even though I pay for this expensive studio.
The Prius.
good trip, though?
Yeah, it was a great trip. We had some problems going out there.
What was the highlight? What was the low light?
Low light was getting out there. We had our flight canceled once, and then we had to drive to L.A., It was just a whole, like getting out there, we got out there, then our bags didn't make it. It was like, we were just delayed. But then when we got out there, I mean, the entire, it's the best, most beautiful place I've ever been in my life.
Right.
And I never say beautiful places.
Did you hit like all the spots, like Gondor?
Yeah.
The Shire?
Yeah. Actually, yes. We did go to the Hobbiton.
I saw that. Yeah. Hobbitses. Were you doing your Schmeagle?
I didn't because it just was like... Every time I thought about it, I just was like, you know what? This tour is going good.
They should hate it, but at the same time, like, what are you gonna do? Tourism.
Exactly. It's basically if the Midwest was an island, because it's all farm. It's like pretty much outside of Auckland. It's just all, you know, there's like four. Yeah. There's like 40 sheep per person.
We have listeners in New Zealand. Nothing?
Kia ora.
You didn't say hi to any of them?
I
What was the Kia ora? Was that what?
I think that means hello or welcome or something.
You're not
like
sure.
That.
I'm glad no that you idea. Took such a interest in their culture.
Yeah.
That you maybe got the most basic greeting down.
We ate only Indian food and Asian food. I went to the grocery store one time.
What was the highlight then? Just all of
just the whole
other
thing.
Other than the Shire.
There was a this place called Blue Springs that has the most clear water. It's like one of the purest waters in the world. It's like, it's super deep and it's like crystal clear. It's like, it's like surreal. It's very surreal. It's cool, man. You should go.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Get it.
Hey, New Zealand, keep spreading the word.
Yeah.
But once you got out there, was like the travel okay and everything?
Yeah, we rented a camper van and we just drove. We drove probably close to 1,200 miles.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. We were driving one day. We drove to a glacier, but we couldn't. We were going to take a helicopter thing, but it was rained out. So we just ended up just taking a hike. But we drove one day nine hours in one day.
Yeah.
And every other day was at least 4 hours.
Yeah, that's not a fun trip with kids. Plus the flight.
No, but it's so nice. The drive is really nice, though. And the flight out there is...
You know what? You said Midwest on an island. I'm just going to have to do normal Midwest between now and then. KC, I'm coming for you. Coming for you.
It looks a lot like Northern California, too. Like the hills of it. So, I mean, there's some points where we're driving, I was like, oh, we could have just went to Sonoma.
What you're saying is it's like a tropical Fresno.
It's a tropical Fresno.
That's like the worst advertisement ever for Fresno.
Yeah.
How long was the flight out?
It's 15 hours to Sydney and then 13 hours to and 3 hours off.
How many trips is that through with a snack cart? That's a lot of.
You get like full on meals, like three full on meals.
Oh wow!
Yeah, or at least two full on meals, and then like you get two full on meals to Sydney, and then from Sydney there you get another full
on
meal.
That's smart, because sometimes I'm on like those long flights, like just stateside, like you know, like the 5 hour ones, because that's like about as far as you can go in the States is a 4 or 5 hour flight, and they don't feed you unless I got that free upgrade to first class.
Right.
And so, like, I stockpile. Like this, I have like, have I told you how I do that before? Now,
no.
Like they come by with the snacks.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? Just fill up my munchie mug. You'll never see it. It's
I don't know how. I'm starting to really.
You can't trust me.
I'm starting to really feel like there's something wrong with my brain that I'm not being able to see this.
We are so grateful for our sponsor, Munchie Mug. If you guys are not familiar with Munchie Mug, Munchie Mug is the best spill-proof cup on the market.
Yeah.
It comes in a variety of different colors. Your kids are going to love it. More so than your kids loving it, you're going to love it because it keeps your house clean. It keeps your car clean.
Yeah.
Helps you stockpile extra snacks on the plane.
On the plane.
If you're real MacGyver like me. like I said, tons of varieties of colors. You check out all their products or all the different options that you can get at munchiemug.com. You spell that MUNCHIE, munchiemug.com. Free shipping on all orders, and if you type in promo code Don't Make Me, you get 25% off your order. So make sure you guys check out munchiemug.com. A couple things we always like to tell you each week is that you can email us and you can leave us little reviews. We like reading both. Here's a review that I wanted to read to you guys. If you don't know how to do that, especially because since the majority of you are listeners through iTunes, once you kind of scroll down there, you'll see an option of where you can Leave a review. You could says write a review. Also, you can just give like a little 5-star rating. I really enjoyed this this review that we got here from Cuff 90. How my life has changed. This okay. is from the podcast. Number one, I always try to be optimistic, so I've never hated on Mondays. But now there's always a tinge of disappointment because I forget a new episode doesn't come out until Tuesday.
Oh, man.
I look forward to this never boring podcast that helps me walk away with a broadened perspective on life and a few laughs.
Oh.
I said this to you yesterday. We recorded one with a pretty big star that's coming out in a couple weeks, by the way, yeah. After we recorded.
It's Dolph Lundgren.
It is. How did, man, dude, spoiler.
How did we get him?
Oh, man. We got a good presser. And I said that, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you get a pretty diverse, you know, experience in people that you hear about their lives from. You hear about really a diverse set of perspectives and also upbringings. And yeah. I don't know, I hope it helps. That's what I enjoy about it.
Yeah.
Talking to people that have just total different life experience and circumstances and relationships than me and see how that forms them as a person is super interesting. So I don't know that we've had any two episodes that are like each other.
Not really, no.
Yeah, and you'll listen to this one today, and it's nothing like any other one we've ever had. So it'll certainly broaden your perspective on life and get a few laughs along the way, which is great. The next, this is all the same one. Number two, as a single 28-year-old, I'm embarrassed to say that I looked at a toddler eating a snack the other day and thought they could really use a munchie mug.
That one for them.
Nice.
It's a good idea. Just get a bunch of them and just hand them out.
Smart, yeah. Number three, there, that's me and you, are always thanking you for listening to the podcast, so it fulfills my sense of being needed. Who knew it was that easy? Thank you for being a listener, all of you. I hope that this does fulfill your sense of being needed. And if it doesn't, then maybe therapy. I don't know. We are cheaper than therapy, that's for sure. Also, there's an email that I want to read too, and then we'll go on. But I know we have some listeners up in the Sacramento area.
Oh yeah,
and I'm going to be headlining Laughs Unlimited, which is a club in your area, Memorial Day weekend. So that's May 24th, 25th, and 26th. So if you guys are in that general area, come on out. Come on out, huh?
Yeah.
And we'll have some laughs. We will have an unlimited amount of laughs.
Yeah, free refills.
At Laughs Unlimited. That,
free refills on the laughs.
I doubt that. Oh, on the laughs, yes. On the drinks, no. The first two cost, and all of them cost after that as well. Finally, we had an email, and this email came from Juana Salazar.
I'm not even seeing we reading the name.
Come on, the bold part?
Oh, the part with the letters. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
You didn't
killed
even
it.
Try.
Murdered it.
Oh, but then the name is different here. Hi, Dustin. Elo from Richland Hills, Texas. You were the fourth podcast I've listened to. Before listening to you, I was listening to Dirty John. Okay.
Yeah, smooth.
And then I realized there's a world of podcasts out there. I had no idea. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two kids under five, and I have no adult conversation. So when I listen, not only are you an adult, but I actually like to listen. I only get to listen while I cook. Great. I've done this. This is the equivalent of how I listen to podcasts, which is when I'm in the airport.
And yeah.
I don't want to talk to these actual humans near
me.
Are you kidding
me?
Not an option.
No.
But I like you know, listening to whoever's talking to my ears. I heard you were a guest on some other show, and that's how I found you. That's how we market. Just get on some other show. The name of this podcast intrigued me. Let's get literal. Can you talk about your worst/funny backseat story? Something that has happened with kids in the back seat. Steven, do you have one? Either you as a kid, or maybe some babysitting, or anything like that. An actual terrible car moment with kids.
I've got one. This is my favorite story. It's actually my wife's story, but this is pretty funny. So she has four sisters, so it's her five girls, mm-hmm. and as you can imagine, they got along perfectly. No
yeah,
fights,
obviously. Yeah.
No fights at all. Nancy, one of her older sisters, was the biggest, like, was the bully of all of them. Mm-hmm. And she one day,
freaking Nancy,
yeah, Nancy,
Pelosi,
she yeah,
ayo, political, we're mostly
topical.
Political. Come,
she bullied her way into the seat right behind their dad in the van that they had, and then she pulled the window down when everyone else was cold, and she didn't. But she just put the window down because it was bothering people. Is pretty much why she put the window down.
Classic.
And then their dad hocked a loogie that ended up coming out of his window and coming back into the inside and hitting her right in the face, right after, like right in the middle of her telling everyone to shut up because she wanted the window down. A loogie went splat right on her face.
Oh, that's hilarious. I have a lot of stories. When my kids get like really like they start getting wild, one thing that we do is actually we'll turn the music up really loud and roll down all the windows, like on the freeway.
Yeah.
And just like let the noise drown them out. Like it's like a white noise thing. You're just like, we can't hear you.
Yeah.
And and they like that. So that's like a more of a little hack there. The actual truth of the story is a story that I tell in my act, which is most of our terrible backseat stories all involve puking.
Yeah.
And our kids get sick. Not as bad as I did, and I do, for that matter. I've had a couple really bad ones. But one of them was I got sick, like, the night before we were starting a road trip. Like, I was going to be on the road for, like, 10 days. We were doing SoCal and then Vegas and then Arizona and then back home. It was, like, 10 days, like, 8 nights of shows in 10 days. There were no off nights. There were 2 off nights. And I got sick the night before.
Yeah.
And so, like, I puke the whole night, and I puke a couple times in the morning, and they literally, I can't sit up in the chair, so I'm laying in between the middle seats in the van with, like, ice on my head, and Melissa's driving, and, like, the kids are just, like, acting like it's no big deal. Like,
yeah.
My dad's just down there, and we pull over, and I have to puke, and my kids mock me as I puke.
Relentless,
they just give me absolutely, I'm dad, bleh, you cried, loser, bleh.
Yes.
Yeah, it was an absolutely awful moment, and I couldn't do anything. I was absolutely weak, because I couldn't even really, and then I just laid back down. And we repeated over and over. Now it's just like kids like telling us they're bored, which we laugh all the time. We're like, you know how much of a luxury it is to be bored?
Yeah.
You know what you do when you're bored when you're a kid? We would just spin in circles.
Yeah.
That was like the OG hallucinogen.
Also, they all have like tablets. So it's like they're bored, but they still have more. They have access to the entirety of the world.
They'll be bored like when they don't have like a good Wi-Fi signal, because then they can only play some of their games. So I was like, let me tell you about Tetris. Tetris was boring the first round.
Yeah. Right.
Do 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 do. Like, goodness, even the music speeds up. That's how this game gets exciting.
Yeah,
kill me. Thank you so much for the email. We are if anybody wants to shoot us an email, we're happy to answer questions, and we like taking guest ideas, some of which we've done, by the way, with like Taylor Tomlinson and Vicky Barbalek and others. So shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to give us a follow on social media, like our page on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram at Dustin Nickerson and Steven at Mr. English Comedy.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on Twitter at don'tmakemepod. I think that's it.
Yeah.
If you type it, you'll find it one way or the other. All right. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy this episode with Jason.
And we need you. So thank you.
You really went above and beyond on this whole scenario to reserve us in the, what was this? The executive suite?
Executive lounge.
The executive.
Yeah. I want to be professional. I'm like, Dustin's coming all the way from San Diego. I wanted to show him that I'm a professional.
This road comic is coming up to Hollywood. On his way to Bakersfield. That's the only time I come to L.A. when I'm on my way to a gig in Bakersfield where I belong. And I bring in my chintzy little unit here, which the recorder is nice, but with cords where I'm telling you not to touch in a certain place. And then this guitar center cord that we didn't have a knife, so we couldn't cut it. So
I was trying to get it off with my key.
Yeah.
But I was like, because I was cutting the cord. I was like, that's probably not good.
I'm trying to paint the picture here for people. But, you know, as we're in this is like every executive suite, like a boardroom you've ever seen. Just a long table and 8 chairs and a flat screen.
I felt like the sound would be better.
You know, it does sound good in here.
Yeah.
But I have a 5-foot cord that is coiled up in And what are these things called here, right here? Do you know what those are called? You know
that the cord holder plastics.
It's definitely not the plastic cord holders.
Yeah, plastic cord holders.
You know that thing, zip tie. That's a zip tie. That's a zip tie. Yeah, we're manly men here. We don't know what a zip tie is, and we don't carry a knife to cut the zip tie. Meaning that it's a 5-foot cord, but I have about a range of about 9 inches. 9 inches
that
I can get.
It looks about 3 because you're hunched over.
I'm just going to be very intently talking to you the whole time here. My dad is like, I think my dad is legitimately like kind of disappointed that I'm not like a man's man. Like I'm not a tough guy.
Yeah.
Is your dad a tough
guy?
Yeah,
same.
Is he that way?
No, but okay, here's the thing. I think he wants me always to be the manly man.
Yeah.
But he's not though. He can't. He never fixed the light bulb ever. Like my uncle.
So why does he put that on you?
I don't know. I think maybe he's not like that, and he wants me to not be that way.
Is your uncle that way?
Yeah, my uncle's that way.
And that's his brother.
No, that's my mom. Maybe he's jealous. I don't know. But yeah, that's my mom's brother, and he does everything.
Like around your house?
Around. Well, I grew up with my grandfather, my grandma, and my uncle, and his girlfriend at the time, now my aunt.
In the house?
Yeah, all in the house.
How big a house?
It was a small house. It was in Taiwan. But yeah. My parents didn't live with me till I was in fifth grade. But my uncle did everything around the house. So I grew up seeing him, and I thought that was the coolest thing. Every day he's soldering. I don't know what he's soldering, but he solders. It's always a...
Every day I'm soldering.
Yeah, every day I'm soldering. I always see... He's like... And he... I don't. The history with Taiwan is that because he was in the war, kind of like the residue of...
Your dad was?
My uncle was.
Uncle was, okay.
My dad was, but he studied. So he was like... He worked in the office in the military. You know what I mean? But I didn't know that till later. So I'm like, you probably didn't go to the army. Like, you can't even fix a light bulb. What are you talking about? But
so
I always
looked up to
him.
That he would want you to be a tough guy when he was... The military guy in the office and doesn't change light bulbs and doesn't.
He
but like you looked up to your uncle then because he was the handyman and he did all the like man stuff.
Yeah, and he has and I think I got some of his personality from it. Like he's really paranoid. Maybe it's from the war. I don't know. But he
probably
always
didn't help. Yeah.
yeah, that for sure. Yeah, he's really paranoid. And then he has like every day he wears a backpack. And it's those military bags. And inside there's water, there's rope, there's dry food.
Like he's just waiting for it all to go bad.
Yeah,
at
man.
Any given
he's that
time.
Guy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but I always looked up to that. I don't know.
He'd have been able to cut the zip tie for us. That's for
sure. Yeah, for sure. He has
with
like
his
a belt.
Teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Come on. It's like Bear Grylls. What about?
My dad is, was a carpenter for a long time.
Oh. Okay.
And then he worked for the airlines because he had to get like a more like kind of stable job. But he's super handy. And especially like with building. He's like this kind of like cool mix of like, because like architects or to a lesser degree, but similar carpenters, like they build things. So they are kind of artists in that way. Like they design things. Like my dad has built homes that he just conceived, you know. Like
what?
Yeah. And
wait, he like make the blueprint of the home?
He
and
wouldn't
then
even do a blueprint. He would
just
kind
go
of build
for it?
It.
What?
Like our family had a lake house. Not my nuclear family. Like the whole extended Nickerson clan.
Yeah.
Because my grandpa made a bunch of money running illegal gambling tables in this small little town in Oregon.
What?
Yeah, he was like a total like renegade outlaw where he would like the people would come and they would sit at his table and it would be like $11 an hour to play poker at these tables. And he would have like 3 or 4 tables going. And
dude, your grandpa's a gangster.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. He's a gangster. Yeah. Like, and they would have to like bust him every once in a while, but like all like this town's officials played in the game.
Oh,
like
my
the
gosh.
Chief of police and the
this
mayor.
Is like Vegas.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Of
so it would all be like a wink, wink kind of formality. Yeah. Like we'd bust him, like, see you Friday, Jim. So he, of course, didn't spend his money wisely.
Because
the type of guy who's like, that's how I'm going to make my money, isn't known for his prudent financial decisions.
Right.
But so he came into some money through that, and they bought this property in an area called Lakeside, Oregon.
Smart guy.
Yeah, and my dad worked for the airlines at the time, and they were on strike, and he built our lake house, and he just built it. As far as I know, there was no blueprints or anything. He's like, now you just put that there, and then there's things. It's like two-story cool house and stuff.
To me, that's so impressive, because like sometimes I look at homes, I'm like, how do you know?
It might as well be magic. I have no idea how to do it. If somebody was like, build a house, I'd be like, I know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know where to get the supplies.
Yeah.
I don't.
And how many nails, and how big, and so where do I hammer it?
Yeah.
Like, is it? Yeah. It's gonna fall.
He's the guy that like he would just like when he was like he would just like take a part of his bike and then rebuild it.
Oh,
like he just like
he's
the kind of stuff.
In
yeah,
that.
He was bored as a child. As before they made video games, and we're like, hey, that's way more entertaining. So he is very handy, but that's a brain thing. Like that's an interest and a brain thing, because like my wife is way more handy than I am too. Mm. Like her and my dad just recently fixed the dryer that was broken. Like the two of them put their heads together, and I was like, well, let me know if you need to buy anything.
Like a new dryer, maybe?
Yeah. Well, we rent, so yeah. I'll send a convincing email to the landlord that he needs to, because that's what I bring to the table, some written communication and verbal communication. I don't know. Do you feel that? Like sometimes it's like, I'm not like, because they put it on you. Like, do you feel like, or are you like totally okay that you're like, nah, I'm not. I'm just a different kind of person than that.
Well, I think in the beginning, I always wanted to just please my my family, and I want to meet up to my parents' expectations, you know. Mm. And I think that's why I don't think I'm ever good enough, is because it's never good enough, and it doesn't matter if it's a manly man thing or like. The studies or anything is just not good enough. Yeah.
So you went into a career that it was impossible to make them happy.
Yeah. I have to constantly apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize to him a couple times this month. I'll call him.
What was the old Margaret Cho bit where she was like, told her mom that she wanted to be a stand-up? She was like, or you could just die.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's so funny.
But you didn't
with
your folks till fifth grade. What was that? What was going on there? Why?
Well, because you know, as a kid, I thought it was normal, and then I was happy, like because I was with my grandfather, and he would buy me candy and things. My parents would call and go, no candy, and every day I'm getting candy.
Where were they?
Oh, they're just working. They're working.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. They were working so much that they didn't have time to raise you type thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. I didn't know if it was like we had, I didn't know if they like immigrated. Like we had Rex Navarrete on here.
Oh, okay.
And his story, right, was like his parents immigrated before him.
Oh,
and so
okay,
he lived with his grandparents. But everybody was in Taiwan and this was happening.
Yeah, everybody. Well,
so they were like in a house down the street. You know, like,
yeah, right. Yeah, it's actually next door. They were just in the other room. They just didn't want to come in the living room and say hi. They're like, we're busy tomorrow.
Yeah, no candy. All right. Well, you're going to have to be more involved to make that decision.
Yeah, but to me, it was all normal for, I was growing up, but sometimes they'll visit on the weekends and then they're kind of like, these people that
so you had like
sometimes.
A divorced family. It was as if your grandparents and your parents divorced.
Divorced, yeah.
You just saw your parents every other weekend and on holidays.
Yeah, but to me, like I appreciate it now is because my dad was really working. He was working really hard. He worked at Kmart.
Yeah.
Well, now that it doesn't exist, but before it was great.
Yeah.
You know, like 20, 30 years, 40
in
years
Taiwan,
ago.
Killing
yeah, in
it.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
He was killing it. And then, but that's how I got here though, in America.
Kmart brought you to
Kmart
America.
Kmart brought me to America, man. In a shipping container. All thanks to my dad that I'd never got to see. But pros and cons, man. Do you want to see your dad? Or you want to make it to America?
Well, if you're standing a comedian, you chose one career where you can be gone, but you'll still be home more than your dad was. Like at least I'm just gone on weekends, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. So you But in fifth grade, you move in with him, or is that when you guys come here?
Oh, so in fifth grade, I went from my grandparents' house, and they're like, maybe I don't know what my parents think. Maybe they're like, oh, we're. It's not established. Just
time
like,
to raise the kids.
Yeah, time to raise the kids.
Now that they're 10.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know. And then so I just went. And then it was like, oh, not.
Just you, only kid? Or were there?
I actually have a sister. I think that's what.
Younger or older?
She's younger. She's 6 years younger than me.
Okay. So
they wanted her though.
We could neglect Jason.
Jason for a little bit. He's a dude. we didn't want a guy. We want girls.
Yeah, yeah.
To go against the policy in China. Because we're in Taiwan. We're progressive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little more open minded.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So then, you move in with him in fifth grade.
Yeah, fifth grade and...
in Taiwan.
In Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And my dad was still trying to discipline me with like grades and things. I'm like, dude, I just moved in. Yeah. You can't just be breathing that. Dude, like, we don't even... Who are you? Yeah. You know what I mean? But, yeah. And after a while, just... Because they visited on the weekend, so I knew him. It's kind of like me and you. We know each other.
We know each other. You see me as much as you saw your parents. That got real sad real quick.
Well, what about you probably talked about it on a podcast.
We were in Taiwan for less time
than
you.
I can't believe we didn't meet.
No, I can't name a city in Taiwan. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. My folks split when I was five. So what my relationship with my mom is what your relationship was with both your parents.
Oh, thanks.
No, that's going to be weird, though. You had to be super close to like your uncle and grandpa and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because they were around.
Yeah, they were around. And I will go to parks with my grandpa. My uncle was actually so this is the thing. I want to say this. I didn't like eating when I was a kid. Does your kids like eating?
No kid likes eating. They're always hungry, but they never want to eat. That's a child.
Yeah.
Always hungry, never wants to eat.
That's so...
Yeah,
that's a weird thing. And then, but so same thing. So I was a kid and I didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
But my grandma was getting fed up. And you know how I told you my uncle was, you know, he's a handyman and he was in the army and he's paranoid and he has like a little bit of anger issues.
Yeah.
He's a great guy though. I don't want to like,
sure.
If he listens, he doesn't speak English. But if he learned and he listens to this podcast, I want to.
We might have some listeners in Taiwan, but it's, I'm sure it's missionary. So I'm sure. I'm positive.
Yeah. But I was growing up, I didn't like eating, but he would, this one time, every day I give my grandma a hard time for not eating, but this one time he took a machine gun from his army, okay? He took me to a park, like, we're going to have a good time at the park. It's a park, okay, and then... He takes a soda bottle.
Yeah.
He puts it like maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 yards out. And he's like, oh, we're gonna shoot guns. And then he shoots one shot. And I never seen a gun before. Not seen it. Like, I never seen it fired before.
Right.
He always has guns around his house.
Yeah.
He shoots one shot. And then the soda exploded, obviously, into the air.
Yeah.
And then the next, he looks at me and he goes, if you don't finish dinner within 10 minutes from now on, you're going to be the soda can. Guess how fast I ate it from that day forward. Yeah.
And you still do.
Yeah, I know. I still do. Flashbacks every day. Every time there's food in my mouth, I'm like, well, gotta be gone.
Every part of that story kept getting more outlandish, too. Like,
yeah,
he just grabbed a gun. Not any gun. Yeah, not his little pistol. Gun.
The biggest one.
It's and you still looked up to him.
Yeah, I still because I think it's the fear thing. You ever have somebody you fear and then you like love but hate at the same time?
Sure. Yeah. Just my wife just terrified of her. That's so hacky. That's such a hell. Take my wife.
No.
I think that there's an element of that, and I think that I don't know. I think that there's an element of like
fear, like a leader.
Both sides of those things are good. Where there's the side of like. You know, you want your kid to like love you, but also respect you. Like you need kind of both. Like you don't. Melissa shared this quote with me recently. It was really Melissa's my wife. She said it was like, "You can raise your kids now, and then you'll get to spoil your grandchildren."
Or you can spoil your kids now, and then you'll have to raise your grandchildren.
Dude, that's so good.
Isn't that so good?
That's so good. That's so true,
yeah,
man.
It's really like, because, you know, like, I feel so bad when I see grandparents, like, with raising the kids. And
crazy,
I was like, oh, man,
right?
You thought you were done. Because Melissa and I are just, like, countdown.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we love you guys, you know, but in 14 years, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. It's we can't wait, you know, because... That's why we had kids young, so we're like not ancient.
Yeah. Our
kid, you know, nobody wants to be like the 65-year-old dad when it's a 3-year-old. You know?
Yeah,
sharing diaper tips and stuff. That's so hacky. I'm sorry.
No. But today I was thinking about that I think the reason why people had kids when they were younger mm-hmm. is because they had more energy.
Yeah, that's the main perk, is you have way more energy. But you also are way more foolish and have less wisdom. So,
But I was thinking about it, too. If you live, like, in a farm, you don't just don't die. Eat and then live. No? And it's not hard at, like, just a eat. Farm.
Am You're I hungry? Wrong? Just go get your food.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Well, I think if you have a farm, you have kids because you need workers. You need to staff.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, but if that's like, that's staff so reviews. You don't get birthday parties. You get annual staff reviews. All right. Well, you're going to get an 8 on effort. But you've been fighting with your sister a lot, so you're going to get a 4 on relationship with coworkers. Oh, man. That's something funny. I don't miss is getting annual reviews. They're just like one meeting every year is like, well, this will determine whether or not I make more money next year. Great. There's no pressure in this meeting at all.
Yeah.
And then when I started writing them, I started like, because my last job, I had like 20 employees, like closer to 30, and I had to give annual reviews. And they were a task that I had to do. And so I remember being like, sometimes I wouldn't put a ton of effort into one. I was like, this is this person's livelihood. Like, I should put some more work in.
Oh, my gosh.
You remember how important that annual review was. So,
but I think after a while, it doesn't matter what you do. You just get you get kind of numb. That's why I get really scared when I go to the hospital, because I want to remind them, like, I'm a human. Like, when I go to the
emergency. I'm fragile. I can
die.
I'm
fragile, dude.
Yeah.
Don't just go, we'll just give them. I get so paranoid because I'm a paranoid guy. Like, when I go to hospitals, when they put things, like, when they give me the IV,
yeah,
I'm always like, I always ask what's in it.
Yeah.
But then they always give me a face like, dude, this is for you.
Just relax. Yeah, it's just medicine.
I'm like, what is it, though?
They're like, it's just Percocet. Like, can you put that in on an IV? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Are you scared of dying? Is that like a thing you think about a lot?
I think about it. For sure, I think about it, but I don't know if.
Well, you're a comic. Your job is to think. It's a terrible job.
I know.
It's a terrible curse.
Yeah.
And then you go. It's your job to think and then analyze your thoughts and then go, is this funny or not?
It's the worst.
It's a tough job. You're like, is it funny or is it an Instagram story? Is it on the stage? Is it an Instagram story? Is it a podcast story? You don't get actual thoughts to yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to choose who you're going to share it with. Can I monetize this content?
That's the thing. Sometimes when I'm with my wife and I'm still thinking about stuff to put it on, like, I don't know, like you said, like Instagram or wherever I could put it on or like a bit. But it's like, I want to be a human too.
Yeah.
But if I turn it off, somebody else is working harder.
Dude, Gary Goldman did that one the other day of where he was like, if you, because, you know, he's doing those writing tips on Twitter.
Yeah,
they're so good.
Oh, okay.
And
I gotta check it out.
One of them was, he said, like, you know, if you're in a writing flow, cancel appointments, miss meetings, stay up late, because the muse is really elusive.
Have a divorce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got to be something.
Sorry, really, yeah.
Well, I mean, I won't usually, I try not to let it cost relationships, but I'll self-sacrifice. Like, I had a bit idea, this was 2 nights ago, I had a bit idea, and I was almost asleep, and I woke myself up for it.
Wow.
And then I did the bit and it bombed. I was like, dang it. I could have got a full night. I still like the bit, though. I was trying to do a thing about how I'm not a car guy.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I used to just judge people that are car guys.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's.
I do that, too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's stupid and vain. I was like, but I'm trying to be a better person and understand them.
Okay.
Like, okay, you know what? If you drive, like, a luxurious car, you just really like fancy things and luxury. You know, like, that's a part of you. You like to have those nice things, and, you know, you live in the shadow of a father who didn't tell you he was proud of you. Like, I understand. I'm trying to That got a lot bigger laugh. That bombed 2 for 2 last night. But it's new.
Still working on it. You got to try it, though. You never know. That's the So I have the same thing, too. Like, I'll sleep.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a bit. And then a lot of the times I'll write, I'm like, this is genius.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll have a good one, but I'm too far into my sleep.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know what? I'll remember it. Never do.
Yeah. And you'll just wake up and it'll be like fart squeezes. I was like, what is that? What is that? I don't even. I like this. Sometimes, yeah, you do have to try them. And then when the sleep ones, if I think a joke's going to work, it will not. I think that's the difference of like the great, great comedians who almost every new idea that they do works. Mm-hmm. I have new bits bomb so often.
Wow.
That I don't. I'm like, it's like a real crapshoot up here. Maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. And I'm amazed sometimes at how bad they bomb because I was like, I thought I was getting good at this. And then the new joke just bombs triumphantly. Yeah. Not even like Snickers. Like they didn't, nothing.
That's what I wanted to ask. What?
Yeah.
No, because I know your act. You are a great writer. And I think maybe you're doing that a lot. Like you just trying 100 of them and then you think like, I don't know, 80 of them bomb.
A lot of them bomb, man. If a joke bombs, it depends how hard it bombs. But like some of it's I'm trying to write more personally too. Like I've been trying to write. I did this twice last night and a bit about my dad's middle name. I always knew the initial. It was Donald R. Nickerson. Mm-hmm. And I assumed until like high school. For no reason. I just assumed his name was Donald Ronald Nickerson.
Oh, you don't even know what the R is?
But I would tell people that my Robert. Dad's name is Donald Ronald Nickerson. And I put it in high school once and he saw me like write it and he's like, you know, my middle name is Robert, right? I was like, no, it's Ronald. He's like, you think your grandma was a psychopath? She named me Donald Ronald Nickerson.
I can't believe you just made it up and told everybody that's your dad's name.
Yeah, that's 2 for 2 that I've told you jokes that you've laughed at people bomb triumphantly on. But I like to like bring stuff in. Like that's the same thing that I like about this podcast. Because like when you talk about family stuff, then there's no more, oh, somebody has a premise like that or is this hack? Or then you just kind of get out of your head with that kind of stuff.
You know, the reason why I laughed, I didn't even know that was a bit. It's, you know, because sometimes when you go on stage, I don't think people know who you are, but those are funny things they would laugh at if they know who you are.
Yeah, but they don't know who I am. Yeah. So I got to go give them jokes. I got to talk about my stupid kid or whatever. Like literally the bit's called Dumb Kid. But what are your family's thoughts then on, well, first off, when did you guys come to, when did you guys all load up in the container and come out over here? Okay,
don't say load up in the container.
You said that. I'm just using your words.
I said me. You said we. Leave them alone. They came on a flight like a normal modern person. They sent me here first with a bunch of Kmart stuff.
They came
stuff.
Here and you showed up at Ellis Island for some reason. They're like, what is this? Why do I have to have a different tail? And you're like, I'm Fifel. This is, so when did you guys come over?
No, we came, so first I have an aunt here. She lived in, I don't know where she lives in LA. And, so at first when I came out, I went to Carlsbad. It was a military school called Army and Navy Academy. And it was one of my friends who's in Taiwan who's going. And my parents was like, oh, this is a great idea. Like, we don't have to live with him anymore now that he's here for 6 months. Actually, 3 years. 3 years. Oh, yeah, 3 years. And then they sent me to America.
It really
America
was
first.
The majority of your childhood. You didn't live with your parents.
Yeah, yeah, majority. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and this is another thing. My mom didn't want kids when she had me. It's not a sad thing. She just
No matter what you say, that's sad. But
it's not. It's okay, this is why. It's because I talked to her about it and she's like, "Yeah, I didn't want it. It's just because but you know, in Taiwan, that's how a lot of family is. When you meet a guy and then you have a family and then have kids, that's all women, you know, like in some societies, it's like that. And it's, even if my mom didn't want it, but she still is like, oh, well, I built a family. Like, that's a good thing that she's.
That was honorable.
Yeah, that was honorable. Exactly. Yeah. It's all about honor before happiness and anything else.
As it should be.
Yeah.
So well, I mean, that was like that in America, like, 15 years ago, so yeah. Or maybe 30 years ago. Yeah. So those values still existed.
Still exist some, I feel like, in America. Still, I feel,
still,
feel like,
there's a lot of play. And I think that there is still plenty of honor in anyone who wants to do that. You know, like if you want to be a woman that works, great. If you want to be a stay-at-home dad, great. There's honor in all of it. Just everything. Build your life around someone other than yourself. There's honor in that, whatever you're doing. But the... So they come over. So you have an aunt here, and you go straight to military school.
Yeah, straight there. Straight
How's
there.
Your English at this point?
Wasn't that good.
No.
Yeah, because in Taiwan, I took English. I'm really good with tones.
Mm-hmm.
And language, like if you, I'm good with like repeating what you said, whatever the tone is, whatever language, I'm good with that. But my grammar and spelling is terrible. But I could kind of communicate with people when I came. And then,
and you were how old, you said?
Eighth grade.
So yes. Like 13 14.
Yeah, 13 14.
Already 14. Bad years.
Oh, terrible.
Just,
man,
the puberty years. And you change countries.
It's so bad.
Your body's changing, as is your country.
yeah but I kind of
were you excited to do it? Were you like, I'm coming to America, or you're like, I don't want to leave my friends, or both?
Okay,
or?
I really didn't care. I'm always pretty excited because I was like, I get to leave my parents. Because my, is this supposed to be a happy podcast?
No, because it's about family, so it can't always be happy. Yeah,
that's true.
You were excited to move out
because my dad and my mom sometimes, but my dad would, you know, they spank kids in Taiwan, and the teachers too. Like this teacher's one time, the teachers broke a stick. I say stick, but it's a thick thing on my calf.
Oh my gosh!
And then she called home and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, because my calf was really messed up." And then they're like, "Oh, yeah." The teacher was like, "I'm sorry." And then my dad spanked me again.
So you
for
got
messing up twice
for breaking the stick.
For breaking the stick. For breaking the stick.
Listen, no. I've always known you were in good shape. I didn't even know that young you already had such ripped calves that you're like, bring it, bring it. You're just flexing. Ah! You're breaking the spanking.
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's so hard to.
No, but I was happy because I always loved like military things. That's because of my uncle. Oh, remember with the rifle thing?
Yeah. It's not like that in our military here.
No, not even in the schools. It was so.
You're like, do we all get machine guns? Hey, here's your locker, and it has a machine gun in it already waiting for you.
Oh man!
So you were excited?
Yeah, really excited, and.
Your sister came over too?
No, my sister didn't come. My sister
came. You came over by yourself?
By myself.
My
parents, my mom came with me to drop me off.
Yeah.
And then she took.
Was she emotional about it at all? Or was she like,
I think
all
so,
right,
but she never cries.
Okay.
She always hold it in. She's one of the.
Sure.
She's always hold her emotions. To this day, I say, I love you. She will go, okay. Seriously, that's how it is. But I know she loves me, though.
Yeah,
I feel the love. Seriously,
that's a good thing. That's you empathetically understanding your parents.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the great parts of being an adult is you start to go, all right, well, my parents are just people too.
They're people too,
and they had their
I never
own
understood
things.
That.
Like when I think about my dad and his uncle, or my dad and his brother, who was my main. Those were his. Brother Butch lived with me, and I think about their struggles, and I was like, well, they were the son of an outlaw, like my grandpa, you know, like,
oh my gosh,
that was a less than conventional childhood for them too, you know, so, and what did he have that was put on him before that, and so, it's a great way to look at it, like, no, she does love me, she's just.
But I never understood that until maybe the recent 4 or 5 years, I slowly understand, you know.
This is your dad, is he emotional, or is he even less emotional?
You know, before, he's emotional, but he only had anger or frustration, rarely happiness. But when he's happy, he's really happy. He's the extreme. So with him, it's like a time bomb. My mom will say that too. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is. Maybe
I relate to your dad. That's how I am.
Oh, really?
I'm like pretty upbeat and cheery, and then I get mad.
But 90%, and then it's like all mad, and then it's like you feel his energy. It's terrible. But then that 10% of happiness, amazing.
Oh, I'm probably the more 90% happy, 10% mad.
Okay.
No.
You're the complete opposite.
No. I have the same two emotions.
Oh, okay.
I don't like those are the two that I feel. If there's a pie chart of the emotions, those eat up most of them. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting how they can just flip. All of a sudden, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around you anymore. But then I really do when you're
happy.
So does he change, though, you think? Like, has he softened up?
Now he is.
Yeah. Does he say, really I love weird. You?
Yes.
Really?
He says, I love you all the time. It's too much. He says, I love you to everybody, everything.
Oh, that's where you're like, okay, you're making up. You're overcompensating.
Yeah, you're overcompensating for what happened. I don't know, man. But he's a good guy, too. Because he always, one thing that he's good is that he always works hard and he takes care of the family, even though he's away a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe did some stuff.
And was that like similar to your mom? Or you're like, well, this is the culturally honorable thing to do.
Yeah. Like, that was
really
acceptable.
I provide for my family no matter what.
Yes. Yeah. That's how it is. And so they had the standard, you know, by the books.
Yeah.
Immigrant thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, but after a while, I understand. But in the beginning, it's hard for kids to, I mean, I'm still a kid.
You just know you're living in Southern California by yourself and your family is in Taiwan.
Yeah.
They dropped you off.
They dropped me off, for two and a half years. But I was really excited because I get to be with dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm really comfortable with guys.
Yeah.
And then it was an all-boys school, but I was like horny all the time.
Yeah, that's a problem in the boys school.
Yeah. And the one teacher I remember, she was...
a cute teacher?
Well, she was the only one, so very cute. the hottest 60-year-old, Miss Delaney.
Dude, Miss Delaney. People had pinups of Miss Delaney in their dorms.
Yeah. We talk about it. We're like, man, Miss Delaney. There's a Miss Fisher, too, but I was into Miss Delaney. she was a brunette.
She was matured and refined. She was 60-year-old. Dude, that sounds like... That's a lot of, man, that is a lot of puberty together.
Yeah,
a lot of
time you don't think it was that much because at the time you're just like,
it's all you know.
Playing. Yeah, that's all you know.
It's all the world that you know.
Yeah.
Who were the American kids that were at this school? Did they all get in trouble? Is that why they got sent there or why were they in military school?
I don't, maybe they're in trouble or maybe they just want the kids to be disciplined.
Yeah.
And just have some sort of. Yeah, some
did
sort
they
of,
did those guys did their families like want them to be in the military and stuff like that?
Some
like,
of them
yeah,
did. Some yeah. of them did. Yeah, a lot of them actually went to the Marine Corps or Army after when they graduated. And actually, there's a couple of them went to West Point on a scholarship.
Oh, that's
every
cool.
year I think they give one.
Yeah.
or none. Like,
how long into it did you realize you didn't want to be in the military?
Okay, I loved it until like a year and a half to 2 years, I think, and I'm like, I'm doing the same exact thing every day.
Yeah.
There's no variation. It's like, we'll do set up first and then push-ups. Dude, let me tell you something
Switch
about the mess hall. Even the food. This is what the food is, okay? In the morning, they'll go, okay, here's salad. And then here is a hamburger thing, right? And then at lunch, they'll go, okay, well, here's salad. And then here's... lasagna, like spaghetti with
hamburger meat,
and then the next day they'll go, here's a soup with vegetables,
man.
And like meat. So
like
every
camp.
Day we do
yeah.
this.
Oh.
Yeah, but but it was fun though. Still, it was
yeah.
fun to like.
Was there a lot of like sports and recreation
sports,
and
yeah,
stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And we would do like weird things. I don't. Yeah,
sure, lots of pranking.
Yeah, a lot of pranking.
Yeah.
That was the funnest.
Yeah.
Funnest thing, because we're all guys, you know, and we're
yeah.
just trying to do stuff, man. We're just trying to do all the stuff.
Did anyone ever get kicked out? Did you know people got kicked out?
Oh, yeah. So if you smoke weed, then you get, because at the time it wasn't, you know, but people will still try to do it. Like, they'll smoke weed, and then...
it's not easy to smoke weed privately in like a confined space like that. But
okay,
they just sneak out into the woods and stuff.
So this is what we can't go out. If we go out and we get caught AWOL, then you have to. So this sometimes on the weekends you could go out.
Okay.
Like they let you free. they let you
this
fly.
This is jail.
This is jail.
This is jail.
Yeah. But you can't have demerits. So if you get caught going out, or there's rules, right?
Yeah.
But this is the thing, how we smoke. Cigarettes or weed. Dude, people are selling cigarettes and like candy. Like not candy, like crack. Before it was like that.
Yeah.
They will sell it, like one cigarette will be $1, really expensive, but yeah. People get. Anyways, it's kind of like
how did they
like
get
that.
It in?
What?
How were people getting it into the...
So people would live in Carlsbad or like LA or San Diego.
Yeah.
They have families and then they'll get their friends or whoever come and give
to bring
it to
them. Stuff,
yeah, yeah. Or when they go out, they sneak it in.
Oh, like
in
I see. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So this is how we smoke. In the window, we'll put the fan like reverse,
yeah,
and we'll blow it in the fan and it'll go out. That's how we did it. It was, and it was the best time. Like five guys will share one cigarette. Dude, the cherry on the cigarette, it's like the whole cigarette. Cause you just, dude, isn't that? And we're like, dude, yeah, that was amazing. We all loved it. It was
you're
the
like
best.
15, right? Yeah,
yeah, 15. 15, because there's all the way to senior year, and there's everybody who wants it.
That's how bored you were.
Well, that was the best.
Yeah, yeah. Shared one cigarette with four dudes. You're
that
like,
was
this
really
is
exciting because you might get caught. Because anytime,
yeah, the adrenaline was the real excitement there. Certainly
everything.
Not the cigarette.
Yeah, and the cigarette too. Yeah, everything. It was the best. Yeah, I loved it.
Now, did you that for 2.5 years, and then what happened?
And then I called my parents on the phone, and I was like, because at the time you're doing like phone cards, right? Because there's no Skype.
Was the original plan for you to do it all the way through high school? Or what was the original plan? How long were you supposed to be there?
I really don't. I don't think they knew either. They're okay. Just like, let's see what happens.
Okay, so yeah. You give them a call a couple years in.
I give them a call like I think a year and a half or whatever, and they're like, no, stay there. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then,
I love you.
I love
okay.
you. Okay. Yeah, but then after I would just 2 years. I remember after 2 years. I was like crying. I was like, I need to get out, man. I'm going crazy. Every day I'm doing the same thing. And when I got out to a public school, that's when they came up. My mom and my dad, they came over with my sister. And then I went to a public school and I did everything. I did weed. I did ecstasy. I did a little bit of, I don't know if I could say this on a podcast.
Of course you can.
Like cocaine.
I don't think
stuff.
It's going to incriminate you.
No. Yeah, I don't know. But it was great because I didn't know there was weed and stuff like that. Like,
you've
like
just been
out
sharing
here.
One cigarette with four dudes.
Yeah, four dudes. Yeah. They had weed, but I never like tried it until I got out.
Right.
And then it was the best thing. It was freedom. It was America. Yeah. I didn't know America.
You definitely had a very weird first impression of America.
And
which
my first
is military
was
school.
Black.
Yeah.
And then so sometimes I'll have like an urban accent a little bit, kind of like a character. Yeah. It's because I lived with him
the
for
first
a year.
American you ever lived with.
It was and he showed me 50 Cent. He walked in a way.
Yeah.
He'd say like mother effer a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I gotta say that this is the coolest.
What was his name?
Andy Mass.
And where was he from?
He was from California.
He okay,
was from, like,
he was
LA,
a local kid. Yes.
Yeah, local guy. Yeah, man. He was the coolest.
What a very weird first 2.5 years in America. Military school from Taiwan. And then you go to a normal public school and you're like, oh,
freedom.
This is more like what normal I thought it
thing.
Might be.
Yeah. But I didn't even know how to.
How were your grades and stuff?
Terrible.
Really?
I was just surviving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I
yeah,
had,
the ecstasy
like,
didn't help.
1.99.
Really?
They're like, well, should we? He's so close.
Yeah, he's like, we don't want to flunk him. He's funny. He's funny. The funny kid always gets a little bit of extra wiggle. Were your parents pretty unhappy with the grades and stuff? Or were they like, this is...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think they accepted it in starting, I don't know, maybe like fourth grade, fifth grade. Because
you weren't getting great grades in Taiwan either?
No, terrible.
Yeah.
Well, first grade, I did amazing. And I think when...
You're still looking back, dude. First grade. Crushed it. Big year. Big
yeah,
big was, year. First grade.
That was a highlight. That was my highlight
yeah.
of my life.
The start.
That was the peak. I peaked.
The start of addition. The ones and ones and threes and twos, and I crushed it.
Yeah, I was a genius, man. Killed those. Yeah, man. But yeah, but after that I didn't have good grades, and for a while they tried. They tried. But then I think after a while they still try to enforce it, but it was kind of like, can you just have, dude, can you, you know, because in the beginning, they really wanted me to have good grades, you know?
Yeah.
But then after a while, it's kind of like, I'm still going to be a parent, but we know what this is.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go through
It's
this.
Really hard as a parent if your kid is, like, struggling academically, because it's the only merit that we put on kids. It's, like, the only way that we judge kids. Like, when they're young, you're like, how big are they? What percentile? Yeah. And then as soon as they start grade systems, it's like, this is the only thing that matters. These are, we're literally judging them.
Do you care if other parents know that your kid is not doing well in school? Do you care about that?
I think it's, you know, it's hard not to think that that's a reflection on you in some way, you know? And
that is true.
So it is hard. But, you know, at a certain point, I think some parents just kind of come to grips with, like, listen, this isn't going to be my kid's thing.
Yeah.
But there's lots of really happy, really good, really successful people that didn't do particularly well in school, because it's just one thing. That's just one part of you, you know, that... And the other thing, too, like, I was a B average kid all the way through. Well, early on, I did well, but that's because I went to poor schools. And so I was just, like, the smart kid in a poor school.
Yeah.
Which meant when we merged with, like in junior high, when we merged with the rich schools, I was very mediocre. Like, I was, like, the best kid from the poor school, but that doesn't mean anything compared to the rich
schools.
You're
the richest guy in Africa right now.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, that's very similar. And then we... but then I got B averages, and it wasn't because I was getting a B in everything. It's because I was getting A's and C's, like, because some stuff would make all the sense to me and other things would make no sense to me. And that's like a brain thing. That's natural.
You developed into.
Yeah. You're like, no, these are strengths and weaknesses. So I think that you would rather your parents seem like by the end, it's actually a good place that they're like, just don't get in trouble.
Yeah, don't, exactly. You know, that's where they're at.
Because that is a thing, too. You want your kids to, like, behave.
Mm.
And even more so, you probably that feels like it's a reflection even you. Even though, like, some kids come from good scenarios and they just kind of bad kids or bad people. They just, they're, for whatever reason, they whatever. Some kids are kleptos in high school for some reason. Some kids have, like, the best parents that you would dream of having and they go to jail. You know?
Yeah, I guess I never know. Because me and my wife are thinking about having kids. We're thinking about it a while. I know that's how now you make them. But later this year, we're going to start to try.
It's great.
But that's one of the things that scares us is that you could do your best and love the kid.
Yeah.
It still could be like a monster.
Like, you never know. Yeah. I think the best thing it would be later, if you have a kid, is later on your wife telling that kid that she didn't want to have kids. I think that, because you're killing it now, bro. We did it. We hit 45. Thanks, awesome. Bro. Thanks for doing this, man.
Thank you very much.
You're the man. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.